All right, Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're talking on Saturday with Sherrard boys basketball coach Alex Johnson at the Monmouth College Shootout. And I think, Coach Johnson, this is always a fun event. I think you get five games over 2 days. A lot of times against some teams you don't really get to see normally. So just talk a little bit about kind of what you're hoping to get out of this weekend in Monmouth.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great tournament. Coach Sandstrom does a nice job. He's put it on for a lot of years. And like you said, is that it's great to be back in the gym. It's great to see all the coaches again, because even though we compete against each other, you know, a lot of us are pretty friendly for the most part. And then you do see a lot of teams. You see teams on both sides of the border from Southern Illinois as well. And you get a good mix. And they do a nice job of matching you up against teams that are kind of at your skill level too. So it's generally, you know, five pretty competitive games in a hot, sweaty gym. Kids are going to be tired, but, you know, that's what summer basketball is about. So we're excited to be here.
So here into mid-June now, kind of, I guess, ramping up the summer workouts, can you talk a little bit about what, you know, the 2023 summer looks like for Sherrard basketball? Like, what are some of the events you're doing? What are some of the – what's the workouts look like? How does the makeup look like for you this summer?
Yeah, so really this was our first week that we scheduled to be together, because we know that our baseball program's just been doing an outstanding job. So we tried to give kids a little bit of a break before we hit our basketball stuff. But Western Illinois, we entered late in a shootout down there, played a good DeKalb team and West Burlington team down there. Played a little bit this week against Bureau Valley and Weathersfield, and then Monmouth today. And then next week we go to Illinois State, and then we finish up with the Sharp shootout in Rock Island. And besides that, what we really encourage our kids to do right now this month is just get in the weight room, start to get that strength. Coach Adams is doing a phenomenal job with our strength and conditioning stuff. And so our turnout's improved there. I would say it's good, not great, but it's a step in the right direction. And then we just encourage kids to keep playing. And then we have our youth camp starting at the end of June, and we'll do some stuff in July. And our high school kids will be involved with that and really trying to build that culture within our program.
So something I like to talk with coaches about is how they kind of approach the summer schedule. You know, I know playing these games, you're probably not totally looking at, you know, whether we win or lose. What are you hoping to get out of, you know, the summer work that you do? What are some of the main goals you want to try to accomplish over the month of June into probably early July?
Yeah, I mean, we really ramped up our schedule. We're playing top-notch teams the whole summer. So, like I said, we played DeKalb. They were really, really good. And then we play Pleasant Valley in a week. And so our schedule's tough, and we want that type of competition. But the big thing with our summer is that we just want to make sure that we're getting our kids to play hard and that they understand what it means to be a Sherrard Tiger. And so playing hard, being a great teammate, you know, acting the right way. We establish those things now, so then when we get in November, we're not really worrying about those things. We're worrying more about basketball. Because if you don't, and those things creep into the summer of kids not doing what they're supposed to, not acting the right way, then it really turns into a long season sometimes.
Is there any difference in how you're approaching, you know, this summer? I know last year was your first year as the head coach. You were an assistant the year before that with Coach Hutton. Is there any difference you approach, you know, summer two as opposed to summer one?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting on the kids. I mean, they have to under the last summer was about, you know, trying to get our identity, trying to build our culture. This one is, you know, we got to compete for championships. And so we were close last year. You know, we made it to a regional championship, but there's such a big leap to winning regional championships against great, great teams. And so, like, our last game against Kewaunee, Jack Hallestad, who's been great for us all summer, you know, he broke down twice defensively, and we had to call a timeout and chew on him a little bit. And last summer, we probably wouldn't have done that. We said, it's okay, this is where you need to supposed to be, but he knows. Now, and the great thing about that, the next time down he took a charge, and so that was a terrific play on him. But that's kind of the example, is that we have to keep elevating to the next step. We can't just be satisfied being a good program, that we have to try to take that step from good to great, which is usually the most difficult step for a team to take.
And, you know, looking at this summer for you too, another thing that I think is a little bit different from last summer to this summer for Sherrard and boys basketball is, you know, you talked about getting the regional championship game with Rock Ridge, and you know, this by the end of the year, I think your top seven kids in your rotation are all back this season. And I know, you know, the JV team had an incredible year for Sherrard and boys basketball last year. So I know there's probably some rotation pieces you're working in and out to kind of see. But I think for the most part, like, you know, the top five, six, seven kids, you probably kind of already know, like, okay, this is what our roles are going to be there. So kind of having that familiarity coming into the summer, is that a little bit different as opposed to what you've kind of experienced in the past?
With small school basketball, kind of ebbs and flows. You have big senior classes, and then you have small senior classes. But you're absolutely right. Like, these kids, the thing is that they have expectations. They know now that the things that we preach in are going to lead to success for them. And so, yeah, we have 7 kids that played a lot of minutes in that regional championship for us back. But then, you know, we have a lot of kids that can play because we had a really strong, fresh, soft team. So my job as a coach is to continue to develop not just those top 7, but develop our whole program. And if we do that, then you build what you want is sustained success. You know, where Sherrard basketball is talked about every year, like some other teams in the area.
Talk about wanting to, you know, build a program with sustained success. I think I saw on social media you have your basketball camp coming up, I think, next week. I think you said over 60 kids have signed up already. I mean, that's a really incredible number when you look at it, you know, in a district like Sherrard. So I guess how exciting is that, seeing that turnout coming to the boys basketball camp next week?
A lot of it is because of our coaches and then our kids, our players, because they help out at camp. They do a terrific job, and so all those kids want to come back. And so I think our numbers might approach in the 80s this year, because you generally get 10, 15 signups at the door type stuff. And, you know, that'd just be tremendous. And a lot of that's credit to Coach Hutton, too, because, you know, I went to his camp for all those years. I've helped out as camp. I mean, he taught me how to run a really good camp. And you know, to be honest, some of the 60 kids isn't the Sherrard kids. We're starting to pull in kids from other schools that want to come to our camp too because of what we're able to offer. So, you know, that's one big piece of the part of, you know, building a really strong program is being able to get down to the youth level and have strong camps.
And just as we wrap up with you mentioned Brian Adams at the strength and conditioning program at Sherrard, and I think, you know, we talked about this a little bit. I think it was after the game you won at Monmouth Roseville last year. It was kind of a game where there were some weird calls that happened, and you said on our post game, you said, you know, in boys athletics at Sherrard in the past, we probably wouldn't have won this game. But you were able to move past a couple of those weird plays and win in a tough environment. And I think when you look at Sherrard, you know, boys sports-wise across the board, I think, you know, it feels like there's a potential to have a really special run here in the next couple of years. You saw the success in baseball. You saw the success in boys basketball at the end of the year last year. And even I think, you know, upcoming like football, I think there are some high expectations. So talk a little bit just kind of about maybe a bit of, I don't know if a culture shift is the right word, but it looks like some bright days are ahead for Sherrard.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, unfortunately, Mike Applegate, he left, you know, took another job here, our AD, for 7-8 years, and he's the one that put all this together. I mean, he found great coaches to come in. He developed the strength and conditioning program with Coach Adams. And right now, we have a lot of coaches in the building that have the same mindset. You know, they're kids first, you know, we're player first type coaches, but we have high expectations. And, you know, I'll tell you, our football team, this is the best summer that they've had, you know, since I've been at Sherrard for my third summer now. And I think that they're going to turn the corner this year as well. And that's what you get when you can teach the kids how to compete. It's not going to really matter what sport. They're going to be good in all the sports because they just have that. And you'll see certain schools get that. We've had that at Orion when I was there before as well. And so that's really what you're trying to do, you know, be good at everything.
Sherrard boys basketball coach Alex Johnson joining us as the Tigers ramping up their summer schedule here in 2023. Coach Johnson, thanks for talking with us. I can't wait for the 10 and 32 tip-off classic.
All right, we'll see you there.
All right, and I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.